broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios.
It's time for some sports talk right here on the Fulton Covers Radio.
Here's your host, Bubba and Steve.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Miracle Lane's Bowling Alley. We're here at the Bubba and Fee Show, and I got a guest host tonight, Mr. Bill Stoglin. Bill, how you doing?
Good, good, Fee. Glad to be here.
This is going to be a fun one.
I got big shoes to fill.
Yes, huh? You do.
They're big shoes.
Big shoes.
What's Bubba doing anyway?
Bubba is in Florida.
In Florida.
Florida, doing a little vacation.
Beaching it?
Yeah. He's supposed to call in with an early...
Yeah, that's all.
Spring break. He's down there with the spring break right now. He's actually going to do a little spring training for us, maybe. We got him down there doing that. We flew him down. Hey, we're going to start out here with a little Fort Recovery, our Fort Report.
Hey, before we get started, should we, like, if anyone has any questions or anything about the show, Bubba, a lot of times they text Bubba.
Yes.
So they're more than welcome to text me.
419-305-5445.
That's my phone number. If anybody has any questions or anything during the show, you're more than welcome to give me a text. Or, Fee, what's your number over
you
there?
You can text me at 419-852-3599. Give us a text. You got any neat ideas or any questions you want, we'll see if we can answer.
Neil said that no alcoholic beverages during the...
No, shut them down.
I totally understand. I understand that.
Yeah, we took care of that. No problem.
Good.
Well, what are we going to start out with here, Billy? You want to start out with the girls this
yep.
week? Girls are starting to click a little bit. They're starting to play pretty good. They played last week against the Parkway Lady Panthers. Let me see if I can find a stat on that, baby. Yes. Parkway Lady Panthers. Looks like we got us a victory. 56-33. Panthers weren't too good. They were okay, nothing great. Apache's got them girls playing a little better, though. Let me get our point totals here. We'll get the girls, and you can do the boys. What we got here? Gracie Den had 3 points. We were led by Tori Leonard. Tori played a good game. She had 16. She had 10 assists. I think about 3 or 4 rebounds. Played a pretty good game. She's starting to play a little better. Who else did we have? Didn't have anybody else in double figures, but we spread the points out pretty good. Whitney Will had 6. Looked like Jossie Kaiser had 8. Jossie's playing a little better. Let's see how we did. In the first half, we shot 41%. And 57% in the second half. We were 12 for 21 in the second half. Ended up shooting 48% for the game. Coach Patch had a pretty easy win there. Then the girls came back. That was Thursday. Then the girls came back on Saturday and played Riverdale. Riverdale, Billy. Where do you think Riverdale's from?
Riverdale is down there. If you go to down there south,
mm-hmm.
you head towards Greenville, you go to Maidrights.
Mm-hmm.
Go into Maidrights, get yourself 3 or 4 Maidrights.
Yeah.
Turn left. Go down about 6 miles out of town. It's somewhere in that direction out there.
Right in that direction.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what that guy said. He said 10
Neil
miles.
Says, Neil says, no, it's not. Finley.
10 miles north of Finley.
No way.
You were close.
Probably dang. I went last year to the game when we played there. I think I went there.
This is our first year we play.
Is it first year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scrimmaged them. Didn't we scrimmage them last year?
Might
down
have
there?
Scrimmaged them.
I think
that
we
might
did.
Have been what we did. I think it was. What did we do? Girls actually played a great game, man, too. They won 60-44. This Riverdale team ain't too bad. They got a little sophomore guard, pretty good. And they got one senior. She didn't start. So we got to go up there next year, and we'll have a tough time up there. They're a pretty good team.
The only thing about that is, if you watch the JV team,
mm-hmm.
if you watch the JV team, we won whatever it was, a lot.
A lot.
It just makes you wonder, you know, as that as our kids get a little bit better and those younger kids come up, if that, I understand what you're saying. They got some good young kids, but they're not very deep.
Exactly.
So,
in fact, they only had, I think if I remember, I don't have
five not,
girls.
If you're not deep, if you're not deep, you're in trouble playing. Now, I'm not only saying Fort Recovery, but most of the top-notch
good
high schools.
Good team.
You got to be deep.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's my opinion there.
I agree with you on that one, Billy.
You sure Riverdale isn't south?
Yep, that's okay. Finley.
All right.
That's what his scorekeeper told me, unless he was lying. But we got it. We got us a big W, though. 60-44. Who let us here? We had...
Corey started out hot, but I don't...
I think she ended up with 14 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. Kendra Seifring was our leading scorer. She had 15. She played a good game. And Jossie Kaiser had 11. So we spread her around pretty good. Actually, first half, we shot 13 for 20, 65%. And the second half wasn't as good, but... Still ended up shooting 57%.
Let me underline this name right here, right there.
Tori?
There's one key to that team, in my opinion, and it's Tori. If there's a leader on that team, there's no question it's Tori.
Tori, your leader.
And I think as she goes, and I just think she makes that whole team go. She don't have to score a lot, although we need her to.
Right.
But she just is a key on that team.
I tell you what, she's actually played, I think, a lot better.
Yeah,
I mean, I think
looks like she's got good confidence. She always had confidence, but it looks like she's.
I thought
she's the key to that team.
I thought this game too. She got her feet set, hit about. I think she hit 2 or 3 threes, if I remember right. She's a good shooter.
Yep.
And we kind of put her on a point this year, which was a little tougher for her to get shots as much, I think. But I think you're right. I think when she goes, we're going to be going. And here lately, she started playing pretty good.
And you look at some of them underclassmen. Now, I haven't been a big follower. I'm going to admit it. I haven't been a big follower this year. But you look at our underclassmen, I think we're going to have fun watching our girls play here for the next number of years.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
They came back last night and played South Adams. That team wasn't very good. But like you said, we ended up, actually, Tori was sick, so she didn't even start. She played not as many minutes. But we actually started 2 freshmen, 2 sophomores, and the junior. So we do have a lot of nice.
We have a lot of depth.
A lot of depth, a lot of younger girls that are
it's
pretty
hard.
Good.
It is hard, and I'm sure it's kind of hard to coach a team. When some of these teams come in, and I'm not saying it's just for recovery, when they play a lot of these top-notch MAC schools, it's got to be hard to coach against some of these kids. I mean, seriously, some of these teams, Coach Pat probably puts our – when he's in practice – playing our JVs or our second team, there's no question he's got a lot tougher
game than
what it is in some of that competition.
Yeah.
So
I think you gotta make sure you don't. I'm sure he goes into those games and makes these teams tougher than what they really are. You know, I'm sure he's got to tell these girls, South Adams is a great team. You got to be ready. And when they know, they get out there about 3 minutes into the game and know it's about over.
South Adams. Can I tell you where that's at?
South Adams.
Indiana. I got that
there.
Bubba.
Yes, sir. Who?
Adam Central for Pudman coaches.
There we go.
For years, he did. South Adams, of course, is Burn. I'm all about Burn.
You're Burn.
Half of their school is Amish. You know that?
Did not know that.
Yes.
Starfires are Amish.
Yeah. So, yeah. They don't use shampoo.
No poo.
I'm just saying.
No,
I'm just telling you.
No shampoo in Burn.
Neil says he don't use shampoo. I'll be dang.
That's a good point. Didn't I know that?
Just something about it. Next year when the kids are playing, just don't guard them too tight.
Remember that. Stay back. Well, the old South Adams, let me give you our scoring on them. I think we had Kendra Seifring led us with 13. Whitney Will had 10. I like her. Whitney Will.
I don't. You can't say you like the Will girl without saying you like the Seifring girl.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Like the Seifring girl
has ability up. She's potential wide open there. So I agree with you with both those kids.
Yeah, I do like that.
They do some things sometimes. You think? Yeah, those
kids
are going to be.
They could be players.
Great potential there.
Apache's got some good ones coming here. I think they are now 10-2 on the season. I believe. Or 10-3.
What do you think they're going to win? How many are they going to win?
We got 10 and series we play. We got 9 more games.
We got tough MAC teams coming up.
We got some tough MAC teams coming up, but
give me a prediction. I'm putting you on the.
Okay, list. I think right now I would put them at 18 wins. I'm going 18.
18. How many play? They're 22 or they play?
No, we're going to win 17. We're going to win 7 out of the last 9.
7 out of the last 9.
Yep, I think so.
I would say that's pretty close. It's 1 or 2 too much.
Maybe too much?
Yeah, or that's a 16-17 win team. With the capability to go as far as they can possibly go.
I agree.
No question.
I agree.
I guarantee you this. There is no one that's going to want to play us come tournament time.
Oh, I agree with that. They are, I tell you what, after last night, they're starting to play defense pretty good. They figure out that matchup thing that Patch likes to do, and it's hard to score against.
And I'll say that with the boys and the girls. It don't matter. And you said here, we lost 2 or 3?
Mm-hmm.
Boys have lost, boys have won 4 or 5, whatever.
Yep.
It's all about how you're playing going in tournament time. That's what it's all about.
That's Buckeyes.
Absolutely, huh?
That's the football Buckeyes.
Absolute football Buckeyes, exactly right.
You play good at the end
so
of the year.
It don't matter. If these girls are win 19 games, it don't matter. As long as they're fired up going into tournament.
That's exactly
same with the boys.
Right.
I don't care if the boys win 6 games for the year. We've seen some of our 6 and 8 and 10 win boys teams be as competitive as heck come tournament time.
Coldwater
That's
Cavaliers.
All we care about.
Coldwater Cavaliers a few years ago.
1976.
76. Ooh.
I was a junior.
Yeah.
Nah, we won't go there. Go ahead. 30 years ago.
30 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right.
Yep, Jim Nick took that team, 6 wins.
That's exactly right.
Went to Columbus.
You never know.
Went to Columbus.
What else
all
you got?
Right.
You know, the girls?
Actually, that was our week on the girls. We went 3-0. Not too bad, not too bad. Patchy's got a big one tomorrow night, though, Billy. Tomorrow night, I think Vercel might be right.
We got them at home.
We got them at home.
I like that. I like
we
got them at home.
I think they might be top 10. In the state. They're pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
It'll be a toughie. But I like our chances. Playing in the fourth.
I'll bet you a friendly Pepsi Cola that we win that game. The in or out. Pepsi Cola.
I'll bet you a Pepsi.
Covered?
Covered.
You're betting against 4A Covered tomorrow night.
No.
That's the worst thing I've ever. You're the announcer. You're betting against 4A. Did I hear that right, Neil? This guy's betting against 4A Covered.
I thought I was.
I baited him, didn't I?
That was
good.
Me.
I'll be dang. All right. Well,
let me get these girls.
You may never live that down.
That was a bad one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You got me.
Hey, girls, when you check in tomorrow night at the scores table, say, Harold,
you're booing me. They'll be having them booing me. All righty, Billy. Our season stats. You want to look at them?
Boy, season stats. Here the boys?
I think
this is the girls.
That's the girls, yeah.
Can I ask you a question right now?
Okay.
A little trivia question. We're not looking at it. Don't look.
Who's
our team? Let's go. Who leads our team in steals?
Steal?
Yes. Who leads them in steals?
Think
about that team. Now, one kid that it's got to be there. And I ain't looking at the stats yet. It's got to be that Judy girl. She's the damnedest defensive player I've ever seen.
You get after it on this.
Yes.
You get that.
But anyway, so you got?
I would say Jossie Kaiser.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
He's going through, checking around.
Torrey Leonard.
Torrey does.
Torrey Leonard. That's a surprise.
Yeah.
He's always around the ball.
Yep. That's good.
And let's see here. That Judy girl's got 16 steals. Gracie 10 is 19 steals.
Gracie does.
Gracie 10. For a young kid, that's pretty impressive.
That is pretty good. That's a freshman.
Usually in freshmen, they kind of hang out there. She's a freshman, right?
She's a freshman.
Yeah. That ain't what they do usually.
Mm-hmm.
That bodes well for Gracie. All right, first of all, her name's Grace, it says here. Can I call her Gracie?
Yeah, we can call her Gracie.
All right. That's covered. Okay, what else kind of stats you got? Okay, top average point is 10 points a game, Torrey Leonard. Torrey, we want that to be about 14 before the season's over.
Yep.
Just want to tell you that.
Kendra
Seifrin, 8.8. Like to see that, Kendra, if you're out there, we'd like to see that's about 12 points before the season's over.
That would
so
be good.
Those two right there, we want those to improve. Everybody else can kind of hold where they're at. Gracie Fournette, Anthony, Charlie Stone. Charlie Stone's gonna be a good player too.
Good player. Good Anthony. She all lead us in steals before she's done too.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I like this team.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good team. Anyway, I like it. First of all, a nice and even score. If Coach would let him get out and run a little bit, these 2 points would be up for a little bit. But he's a little too conservative.
Yeah.
Let him go, Coach. Does Coach listen to this guy?
Oh, yeah, he's listening.
Oh, yeah, let him go a little bit.
He'll be texting in here.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm talking to the bartender there. Ryan Sauger just had a 229. Does he take after the old man or what?
Taking after the old man.
229 at the bowling alley, Ryan Sauger.
229.
229.
Hey, I got a couple texts in.
You got any?
Your coach, Brian Patch, just texted in.
What's he saying?
Make an announcement. I need a new announcer. Whoops, that's me. That's not good. He just fired me.
I fired you, too. You're betting against him tomorrow night. They have no chance of winning.
You
said here on the radio, we're supporting Kerry radio stations. You said we got the worst girl team of all time and the worst coach. I don't understand it.
I just lost it.
Shocked me. I just got a text that says you better stick the turkeys in the campground. You stink. Okay? That ain't too bad.
Is that your wife, Bill?
No, it wasn't my wife. One of my best friends, too. Used to be my best friend.
Former best
friend. What else we got here?
All righty. We're good for a break.
Brett texted me here. You Brett? Dumb. Okay, we'll forget about that. You're right. Okay, we're out of that. All right. Got you that. What else we got?
Yeah, we got to go to the old commercial break.
No.
Commercial break?
Not tonight. This is like
Rossburg Acres.
No. Hey, wait a minute. We got a Rossburg
Acres
commercial. Yeah, we're taking a break. Rossburg Acres. Yeah, somebody told me that. This is a real nice place down the... Is it south or north? Where is this place?
The dump down there. South.
Go ahead and take us out of here.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
Home Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, wishes you a happy and profitable new year. Now is a great time to do some planning for the upcoming spring. Our parts department has all you need for spring tillage and planter parts and supplies. Remember, you'll save extra on all Case IH parts, filters, and oils during our annual open house week. Open house this year is February 25th through the 28th, so make your list and load up on everything you'll need for the year. Make it the best year ever with Case IH and Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, everybody. This is Cliff Wendell, president of the Fort Recovery Community Club, and I'm here to invite everybody out to our annual fish fry coming up Saturday, January 24th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Fort Recovery Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Tickets are being sold $7.50 for an adult, 10 and under for $5, and can be purchased from any community club member and will also be sold at the door. Dinners include all-you-can-eat fish, baked beans, coleslaw, chips, and more. Carryouts will also be available for anybody interested. Don't miss out on the community club's fish fry Saturday evening, January 24th, at the Fort Recovery Sportsman's Club from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hope to see you all out there.
Hey, we're back at America Lanes in downtown Fort Recovery.
Can you hear me? Before we get started, let's talk about those commercials.
Great commercials.
Yeah. How about that campground, first of all?
Campground, I don't know.
It's awesome. They got a nice lady owner out there, they say.
I heard you.
They say the male's kind of a butthole, but the lady's nice. Then let's go to the Hall Brother ones.
Best popcorn
you'll ever get anywhere at Hall Brothers.
Can't go out there without getting
back. Sometimes I don't even want nothing. I'll just be driving by one and get some popcorn.
You just buy a bar so you can get the...
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. And then Cliffy, was he reading that? What do you think?
No.
Please come out to the community club.
You wouldn't have living too good, was he?
But buy that. But let's talk about that a second.
Hey,
this Saturday night, community club fish fry. Roger Borman, I've heard more people tell me they love Roger Borman's fish. That's this Saturday night.
Good fish.
We start serving a beverage or pops or anything at 4 o'clock. We'll be there. Come out there, eat fish, shoot the breeze, and enjoy the evening.
Great fish.
Roger does a great job with the fish, and they say the guy in charge of the bar.
Mm.
That's me and you.
That's us.
I think. Did I tell you that?
It gets no better than that.
We're in charge. Anyways, that's this Saturday night. Business Forever thing, is it St. Henry?
Yep.
That kind of hurts us a little bit.
Yeah, bad.
But they're sold out. So all you people that's wanting to go to that Business Forever thing?
Sold out.
They're sold out. So you might come out there.
Come
out to the...
We got great fish, and we might shoot a squirrel and eat it, too.
Absolutely.
We ain't scared of it.
All right, what else?
All right, Billy, let's go to the boys. The boys side of the games.
You got the numbers?
Yeah, I got them right here. Friday night, we went the Parkway. How'd we do, Billy?
Friday night, we went to Parkway. Let's see here. Of course, we beat the Parkway Panthers, and actually, we played them. We beat them decisively, although the score doesn't really show that. Parkway came back.
Though.
Yeah, we had pretty good. They came back. I think the boys had a pretty good weekend. They got one L and one W, but I thought they played pretty good ball all weekend.
Yeah, 1-2
They had trouble closing games, but other than that, I think they...
Their youth might be showing up on a little bit.
Youth might be showing a little bit.
A little bit on the air, I think.
Absolutely. Leading us in scoring on Friday night against the Panthers was the Cox boy, and he looks to me like he's got some good potential.
I think he's a
real
guy.
He's got as good a hands. It reminds me of a kid back in 76.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You threw him the ball, he was going to catch it.
Automatic.
Number 44.
44?
You look at that in your program.
Sticky hands, they called him.
Yep, sticky hands. Anyways, so I think the boys had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Darian had 14. Micaiah had 14, and Caleb had 13. Caleb is the kid we got to get consistently scoring.
He's the guy that we got to get.
And he's got all the potential in the world to do it.
Yep, sophomore, too.
Absolutely.
Gotta like that.
I like it. It's kind of a good deal we got there, and it really showed Saturday night. You get the ball into the Cox boy, and you've got, let's say, whoever you got in there, it don't matter. Winning, you get Winning down low. Martin boy down there.
Okay.
Them kids can jump out of the gym.
Yep.
When they start finishing, which I think they will.
Yeah.
That's going to be a pretty good inside game there.
The thing I like about Cox, too, is you know, we've had a lot of big boys. We've got a lot of big boys that will, you throw her down there, it's like throwing it in the ocean. It ain't coming back out. This kid, I think he knows the game. He'll flip it back out. We'll get some open shots. We just got to make some.
He absolutely knows the game. The other thing that he's got good touch around the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good.
He does finish pretty good.
Well, I don't know. I can seriously say I don't know if we've had a kid. I can't remember a kid in the low points that's had a good touch to this kid.
No. Not for a while.
Yeah.
Not for a long while.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Some of the Ben boys padded their stats because they couldn't make the damn thing, but they get the rebound back better than again.
So then we beat Parkway on Friday convincingly, although the show didn't score. Then we came, we played Franklin. No, yeah, Franklin Monroe on Saturday.
Saturday night.
Hall of Fame game, by the way. You did a great job. You did a great job on the Hall of Fame.
A little nervous.
Two very deserving recipients.
Yeah, they were. Realize that some of the stuff that they had done.
It's always like that. And you always think,
kind of neat when you read it.
Of course, I'm kind of on that committee. But when you always hear these kids that get on it, you think, you know what? What Phil Ranley do?
Yeah.
You know, Phil Ranley. What?
Yeah.
You look at what he did. He's an incredible athlete.
Tell you what, his senior year, he was things at state.
Yeah.
And track. That's pretty damn good.
And then if you look at his, he was his sophomore, junior, and senior year. I ain't sure how it was 3 years in a row.
Yep.
He was on the podium.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's huge. That is huge.
Well, first of all, that whole class.
And
what's cool about that, before I'm going to lose track of this game here, what's cool about that is in the Hall of Fame thing, we go to that reception afterwards. Not only is he there with his family, is there a better family in the world?
No.
There isn't.
Great
there isn't. Both sides of that family. They're awesome They're awesome family. But then all his teammates on that team
were there. That was pretty cool.
That's neither next. And it kind of reminds you back when them them guys would run.
Yeah.
It wasn't just one of them running. That whole group would run around town. It was the most impressive thing I ever seen, especially coming from a fat guy watching people run.
Yep.
Yep. That's exactly right. You know, it was a spectator sport. You know, it wasn't something somebody went and walked. And then Jossie, oh my gosh.
Jossie, but she was all state in softball, all state in twice in volleyball, and I think she was
all district in
basketball. So it's a pretty good athlete.
Yeah. So now Jerry's telling me she's trying out. She shoots guns now. She shoots guns.
Oh yeah, she's rigging.
Can you picture her shooting guns?
No.
Can you picture Lori Kalb shooting a gun?
No.
No. Where in the heck did Jerry Kalb ain't shot a gun in his life? I don't think Kalb shot a gun in his life. That's all blow.
Kalb's a lot tall.
No, Kalb's all tall. Ain't none of them guys ever shot.
Jossie
comes out here, could beat any of them.
Yeah.
The dang thing I've ever seen.
I said the boys don't have which way to shoot it.
It's unbelievable. So anyway, that was pretty impressive.
That was.
Two very good recipients.
Yeah. That was a fun night.
I'm waiting for the call sometime.
Yeah, I keep thinking they're going to
Ohio City lit it. Ohio City. 1976.
Yep.
Ranked like they were ranked like third or fourth in the state.
You let them up.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. They're still talking about it.
I heard it was a performance of the decade.
Huh? 1976.
It was a performance of the 70s. I heard that.
Coach Al says to this day, he's never seen too much like it. But I don't know. I don't want to talk about myself. Okay. So, anyway, the Franklin Monroe game.
Yes, sir.
We had it.
Mm-hmm.
We had it.
We had it. Yes,
huh?
We did have it.
Could
we
you ask for us to play any better for three quarters?
Absolutely. We played perfect. We played
Absolutely.
A perfect game.
Yeah. Then we played the fourth quarter.
Oh, that fourth quarter's killing us.
Yeah. See, so, I mean, I kind of like what I've seen. I'm not going to get too discouraged about the kids.
No.
We got young kids. We got a young coach. I ain't going to say too much. It's tough for us to finish for those reasons.
And I think hopefully, like you said, maybe we could be one of them teams at the end of the year. Maybe nobody will want to play. Maybe we'll get hot. Maybe we'll start hitting some shots. You know, I just think we've got a lot of shots going in and out. And they're close.
They're close.
You know, I know these guys know that they can win. They're going to win.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think those guards, you know, we're never going to be a good shooting team. But those kids, they got more. We have better scoring potential than what we're showing right now.
Absolutely.
So
I agree with
that.
We'll
see how it turns out.
I agree, too.
I enjoyed watching them.
Yeah, that was a fun game
to watch. You can't go. The problem with a young team, what happens is when you get down, you can get beat. You can get beat 65-35.
Yeah.
And they got to keep their heads up and keep moving forward.
Yep.
It's easy to all of a sudden say, oh, geez, you know, we're 6-10 or whatever. Next year we're going to be there, you know, whatever.
Yep.
You just got to keep your chins up and play hard, and they'll be fine.
Keep battling. Keep battling. So we split the weekend for the boys. Actually, before I get out of the old Fort Report, I'm going to throw a little junior high stuff at you here. I got some records because I didn't know. I haven't been to any junior high games. I went to one junior high girls game. But our 8th grade girls are 4-7. Our 7th grade girls are 6-5. And our 8th grade boys are 500. They're 4-4. And our 7th grade boys are 2-6. And I'd say you, as a former junior high 7th grade coach, and myself as a 7th grade coach, got to think, basically, you're just trying to get the kids better. Fundamentally getting better. You don't worry too much about records. And I think these kids are getting a little better. I think them guys are doing a good job down there. I never say too much about our JV boys and girls either, but they are both doing really well. Our JV girls are 8-2, and our JV boys are 8-4.
If you look up and down, can I get on my soapbox?
Do it.
You know, can I get on it?
Yep. Let her have it.
Might take a couple minutes. You got to make some more commercial time? We got our coaching staffs on both sides of the we got good coaching staff.
Good staff.
Absolutely.
I agree.
You look at our boys varsity, Gilsey's gonna be good.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's a young guy, just came in.
Enthusiastic.
We got an assistant coach on the JV team that took his team to the Ohio State finals. How many teams can say they got that much experience on the bench?
Exactly.
So you know, you look at the boys, I don't know. You look at Al Sauter. How many games did Al Sauter win his first year? Two?
Was about two.
One or two.
It was bad. I know that.
I don't even know what Coach Patch won his first year at the board.
I don't know. Think maybe six.
Six.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to, you know, it'll get better. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the process.
Absolutely.
I think Giggs will be into it. He'll get into it.
Absolutely. The other thing about basketball, And coaches, now you're going to disagree with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
What does coaching make a difference during?
In
wins.
In wins?
Yes.
I'll go three games, four games.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Two to three games a year. So you got the kids, you know, you're going to get Al Saunders, you know. You all of a sudden, and I'll be the first to tell you, when you get the Tom Bryans, Ken Himes, Dale Metzgers, Kevin Dilworth, and so on, all of a sudden you look like a dang good coach.
You're ingenious.
Huh?
Yeah, you're a genius.
I'm sure Coach Pat would say, hey, gosh dang it, wait a minute here. You gave me Greg and Elijah and Wes, you know, just right down the line.
Pretty good team.
It kind of helps things out.
That helps.
I'll tell you, we'll be fine.
But them guys are made by them guys in summer.
Absolutely.
I think yeah, they work pretty hard.
I ain't going to say it takes crazy parents. I ain't going to say crazy.
Pretty much.
It takes
dedicated.
It takes somewhat crazy parents.
You got to be about half crazy.
Huh?
Yeah.
You got to be half crazy. My dad was a tremendous Bill fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I went home after shooting 2 for 14 in the field, would he say, hey, Bill, you might want to, let's go out and shoot some shots.
Yeah.
No, that ain't going to happen.
No.
These guys that were players, that's what they do, you know. It's taught at home.
Oh, I agree.
You know, I think it's
a huge
question. It's taught at home. Coaches have an input. Don't get me wrong. Coaches make a difference.
Yeah.
You got to have the drive from home or the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have. Yeah, I mean, you got to have them parents that are
absolutely
crazy dedicated. They got to be in that gym a lot, and they are. Hopefully, they stay that way. We can keep watching winners.
Absolutely.
All right, Billy. We ready to take a break, Neil? Time to pay some bills.
Let's pay them.
Who we got going in there?
Speaking of that, Neil, do I owe you much money for that commercial?
Home Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, wishes you a happy and profitable new year. Now is a great time to do some planning for the upcoming spring. Our parts department has all you need for spring tillage and planter parts and supplies. Remember, you'll save extra on all Case IH parts, filters, and oils during our annual open house week. Open house this year is February 25th through the 28th. So make your list and load up on everything you'll need for the year. Make it the best year ever with Case IH and Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is having a scholarship chili supper before the boys' basketball game with Coldwater on Friday night, January 30th, from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. The FREA uses their funds for senior scholarships. You can also make additional donations for this fund by calling the school or by donating a little extra at the chili supper. The supper features all-you-can-eat chili with all the fixings, including drink and a dessert. Tickets can be purchased at the door for only $6 each, and kids age 5 and younger can eat for free. So be sure to get to the Coldwater game early for the FREA Chili Supper and get some great food while helping them raise money for their scholarship fund. Again, that's Friday, January 30th from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons area. Thank you, and go Indians!
Call B&D Construction at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. That's B&D Construction, a proud supporter of Fort Recovery Sports.
Paul Brothers.
Are we back, Neil? We are back here at Miracle Lane.
We going to talk about some commercials and all?
Yeah, it was a great commercial.
It was a good commercial.
Paul Brothers.
I'll tell you about your popcorn.
Yeah, great popcorn.
Oh, it's unbelievable. How about B&D? Where's B&D from?
B&D Construction in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yep.
Baby Cat.
Yep. Where'd B&D come from?
B&D. Bob and Dave.
Huh?
Bob and Dave.
Bob who?
Bubba's.
Very good. Just checking you out there.
Actually, I think D is in St. Kitts right now. Everybody's on vacation but me and you, Bill.
Is Galpy gone?
Galpy.
Well, he ain't listening. Let's not talk about him.
He's gone, yeah.
I
he might be listening,
Galpy, to anyways. What you got?
He's out. Hey, we got a special caller coming in here. Let's see if we can get him to work.
What we got? Who we got here? What's going on? Give me that. Don't break my cage, for Christ's sake. That's my... Okay, let's go this way. Bobby, can you hear me?
Hey, we love those first-time callers.
What's going on, Bob? How's Florida?
Florida's
off
82
today. 82.
82. You doing fishing? Are you laying on any beaches, or what's going on down there?
Well, we caught like 6
sheephead.
Sheephead.
Sheephead. Are you in Lake Erie?
I was down here in Florida. I got some information you guys can
watch. Let's hear it.
Guy doing the Ohio High School record books
today. You're ruining my
Bubba, you can't ruin our whole talk.
This is our big show.
But you guys already had this?
We got it.
We got it.
Hubert? Jack Jones.
Jack Jones?
Jack Jones. Jack Jones. Jack Jones. Now, are we believing this is the question?
January 19th.
I don't believe it. Yep, I'm holding it. I'm holding out. For all those out there who don't know, it came out today that 1922.
January 19th.
Fort Recovery beat St. Henry 100-10. Yeah, that's right, 100-10.
100-10.
And this guy named Jack Jones for Fort Recovery had 88 points.
It was a world record at the time.
At the time, it was the world record with organized high school basketball. Jack Jones.
Jack Jones.
Yes.
Not in the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame.
Nope.
He's not in the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame.
He's not even on the leaderboard.
And somebody said he's still alive. I read that somewhere.
I don't know.
He's still alive.
Puts him at 114, I think.
What would that make him? 114?
About 114. He's 100. He could be alive.
He probably could be alive.
He's probably still shooting free throws.
That would be awesome. Anyway, we're going to, hey, I'll let you and Harold talk about that next week, because I got a feeling in the next week we're going to find out that there might be a little bit of more story to this than what meets the eye.
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, how could the guys that you know, came up in the 40s and 50s, who many of which we know, not a known Jack Jones scored 88 points.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Something's a little shaky.
Yeah, it's something shaky.
Actually, nobody knows anything about it.
Nobody knows it. Yep.
And Kurt, our AD, actually said if we want to put it on the air, if anybody does know anything about it, call him.
Yeah, so if any guys out there know Jack Jones from 1922, call our AD. Kurt Rammel.
Kurt Rammel.
Kurt Rammel wants to know about it. Or if there's any family members out there.
All the high school.
Whatever. 375-4111. Call that number and give us some information on Jack. Because we might have a parade in a couple of years. Who knows? This could be parade worthy.
I tell you what, it was in the Muncie Star.
It was in the Muncie Star. There must be something to it.
Basketballer scores 88 points in one game.
What's kind of cool is it happened again in St. Henry.
Yeah.
Think awesome. About that. Huh?
I wonder if Frank Gilbert was coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank was coaching.
He might have been
I guarantee you Coach Pat wasn't, because he never beat St. Henry.
No.
Did Coach Pat ever beat St. Henry?
I don't think so.
Bubba, did Coach Pat ever beat St. Henry?
Coach Pat, yeah, he beat St. Henry.
He was what, like 1-14 against him? We was ranked 1. I know in 3 or 4 years we was ranked 1, 2, 3, and 1, and we lost to him all 4 years.
Hey,
yeah.
You know this,
what's that? Coach Pass has never lost. Think about that.
That's a good one.
Okay, so I guess we got to take a poll around here. Let's take a survey around Fort Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say, okay, would you rather lose every time to St. Henry or beat Versailles every time?
Ooh.
Harold, what are you thinking?
Ooh, kind of like beat St. Henry.
I'm thinking this, yeah. So what this means is, if we can get Coach Googs, to beat St. Henry this year, he's going to have a statue up there in the
We're
monument.
Putting a statue up.
Absolutely.
No doubter.
Yeah.
That's the
All right,
doubt.
Bubba, anything else going on?
No, that's about it. Down here in Fort, you guys are doing a great job.
Getting ready for spring tanning down there?
Can't wait to see the tan, Bobby.
You got it, buddy. Look
See you, Dad.
See you, Bub.
Bye. Bye, Bobby.
I wonder if anybody could you hear that, I wonder?
Yeah.
Somebody text me and say, could you understand Bubba?
I could hear it. Wasn't real loud, but I could
hear it.
Yeah,
you could hear it. He always kind of talks weak.
He's a little mumbler.
He was wimpy.
Mumble.
What else we got?
I don't know. That's kind of neat about that guy, huh, dang?
88 points. Can you imagine if that is true?
88 points. That's, what was the guy down in Rio Grande?
Bevo Francis.
That's
Bevo Francis.
Crazy stuff he did.
Yeah. We had Bevo Francis as head coach at our Lions Club meeting.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
Newt Oliver?
Newt Oliver. Newt was a character. Bevo Francis.
Yep.
Dan Schmitz just called in.
Dan, probably one of
the Dan says he don't say nothing about this deal. He don't know this guy. Dan wants a weather report.
Dan wants a weather report.
We got a weather. What's that? Charlie, what's the weather like?
82 in Florida.
Bubba knows it's 82 in, what's that?
Usually wants traffic and weather together.
Traffic and weather together. Everything's flowing pretty good out there. And it's high of whatever today. So you're good to go, Teddy.
28.
Go back to the bank tomorrow. School is on a 2-hour delay, though, kid. So take a 2-hour delay.
Bank's on a 2-hour delay.
Is that legit?
I mean,
so if kids would actually hear this and take a 2-hour delay, would I get in trouble?
We're legit.
Would they?
We're
okay,
legit.
I shouldn't. Neil says I shouldn't say it's a 2-hour delay. So, but if kids, if I was your age and I heard me say it, I'd take a break tomorrow.
I
heard it on radio.
I believe it.
What else we got?
Okay, let's move on here. Oh, yeah. We got that on here.
Read that, Pete.
Purdy's got a little story of this Hubert Jack Jones. All right. Tom Stride of the OHSAA contacted me. Last evening regarding an article that came across his desk. A guy from Illinois was researching his basketball team and came across a handwritten article from the Associated Press published in the Muncie paper. This article was about a Fort Recovery basketball player who scored 88 points in a game back in 1922. He was wondering about a first name for their records. After looking at the class compositions, I saw Hubert Jones in 1922, Claude Jones, Harry Jones. One was in 23, one was in 24, and Jesse Jones in 25. After researching on the internet, found out it was Hubert Jack Jones. Out of the blue, Bob Hart came in with the article. Bob Hart would have that article. He had that
if
article.
Bob Hart turned it in, I totally think there might be something to it.
I think it's for real.
There could be 88 points against Sanders.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The answer to this mystery Jones was Jack Jones, otherwise known as Hubert. Rob Hemmelgarn, who was on the Max Historian, said, back in the day, they only printed last names in articles. I did not know that.
And they said if St. Henry didn't play in that gym where they had at the half-court line, they had to walk him halfway off the ceiling to where he couldn't shoot a shot. Remember that?
Yeah, could shoot.
He would have had 110. This was at St. Henry, at the old gym. Kept hitting the ceiling. I just got a text from, from Jeff Bowen. His wife said, no delay.
No delay.
There is no delay tomorrow, kids.
No delay.
Get that straight.
We'll straighten that out. How about, with that being said, Hubert Jack Jones is the new single game high scorer. He is the new single game high scorer in Fort Recovery history with 88 points, Billy. He passes Tom Bryan 55 points.
That would be unbelievable if that's true.
We're putting him in the books. According to this.
Kind of unbelievable.
And he also ranks number 4 in Ohio State or in Ohio history for a single game scoring.
It's just kind of unbelievable.
88. There's three people above 88 in Ohio. Who the hell had that make one?
I bet he's doing this.
Probably was.
That's bushel basket and stuff going on there.
Yeah, that is peach basket. That's big.
Anyways.
All right. I'm like you. I
this
think
kind
we'll
of
be,
interesting
we'll be hearing
thing.
About
Who
that.
Knows?
We might be hearing about that in the next few days. Let's see here, Billy. I got all my little research thing. Got my College Corner stuff. Found out last week, Elijah Collig.
22.
That 22 led the team.
I was following him on Twitter there.
That's pretty cool. They won 85-54. Get 7 points, 6 rebounds against
ODU on Thursday night, but they got beat 55-52. That's pretty good. Iggy's starting to starting to play pretty good up there, I think.
Yeah. He could break everyone aggressive.
He might take Greg down.
I did tell Greg. You know, Greg wasn't as good a shooter as his pig.
Pig's pretty good.
Huh?
He's pretty good.
He couldn't jump as high.
Mm-mm.
Pig can jump higher, can shoot better. You give Pig 2 inches, Greg's second fiddle at this point.
We're going to have a... I'm going to have a call in here
from
Spain here in a minute.
Does he follow from Spain?
Yeah, he'll be gone. He would, except it's about 2:30 in the morning, I think. But he heard you were going to be on, so he might be up.
That is depressing.
Okay. Actually, I got it. Well, I got a little Wade Gailhouse up at Saginaw Valley. He had 8 points, 4 rebounds on Thursday. They beat Lake Superior, and then he had 6 points and 4 rebounds on Saturday when they went into overtime beating Norwood. His team is now 13-2 and 10-0 in the GLIAC. He's on a pretty good team this year.
He's on a good team. He's contributing.
Yeah, he's helping.
One thing I'll say about Wade is I can remember Brian Hybe, Greg Collig, and Wade Gailhouse as the four people that I loved to watch play basketball.
Yeah.
Wade
Gailhouse was fun.
Wade Gailhouse was fun to watch.
We just didn't have anybody that hung around the rim like
that. He couldn't shoot it. Inside 4 feet, he couldn't make a shot.
Yeah, but he dunked like a freak.
Yeah, he dunked like a freak. He was awesome. I mean, for guys, it wasn't hard for us to get excited about that stuff, but he was one tremendous basketball player and better athlete.
Yeah, he was a hell of an athlete.
Hey, Harry Carey here?
Harry Carey might be back in the house. He likes this place on Wednesday night. The guy likes to come to America Lane to party. He knows where the place is to party. He's a bowling machine. Let's see here. What else did I have? I had Potsy's team won both games. He got a little bit of playing time, I think. Not much, though. But they're actually ranked in the top 20.
Potsy will go down as one of the, how am I going to put this, most pleasant surprises. That kid was good.
He was good.
You know that? When he was going from our sophomore, when them kids were sophomores, you know, he started showing some signs there going sophomore, junior.
Mm-hmm.
When he came to be a senior, that kid was good.
He was good.
He was
very good.
We always focus on these kids that are good when they're sophomores. I ain't going to say he wasn't, but that are really excel when they're sophomores. You just can't wait to make it to seniors. Potsy was a tremendous player when he got to be a senior.
He got better every year.
Oh, yeah. We missed that kid the next year bigger.
Yep. He was huge.
Yep.
Let's see.
He's hard-nosed.
He was a hard-nosed.
Look at him, hard-nosed. Yep. Back in my day, the hardest-nosed guy in the world back in my day was Ron Mack.
Ron Mack.
There was nobody who played harder than Ron Mack.
I would agree with you.
Potsy was a hard-nosed kid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'll tell you what, that class was one of, I don't know about this year, but before this year, I would say it was one of our best football senior classes. I think there was about 7 or 8 of them in there, and they were good. I mean, there was just a bunch of Kenny Winning, I think, was in there, and the Garkey kid, Derek, was a good player. They had about 7 seniors that were just football players. They were good football players.
What's kind of cool about this year's team was great senior class.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some good nucleus kids underneath, you know.
Yes,
we got some good skill kids coming up. Kind of looking really forward to football.
Football is going to be a lot of fun for us here the next few years.
But the chances of us ever seeing a running back like the Hall boy.
Ooh, he was good.
Yeah.
He was really good.
He was, I'm afraid he kind of spoiled us.
He probably going to spoil us a little.
Although I think back when we had football back when me and you played.
Ooh.
Huh?
Would I play?
Oh, my golly. We was quick.
See, I was 5'3" when I was a junior, weighed about 104 pounds. They'd have killed me. Somebody broke me in half. I never made it to my senior year. I'd have been the first guy planted out there, dead. Billy would have played, though.
I don't know about that.
Hey, I got my Spain report. I called Lenny. Greg still got a hammy. Got a hammy pulled. He only played.
Wimp.
He played 12 minutes.
Wimp.
12 minutes.
Wimp.
Call him a wimp.
Yeah. Put some heat on the heating pads.
Icy hot.
Icy hot
on that thing.
If he's at home playing, his mom has that baby fixed up in 15 minutes and he's playing. Give him some trainers. Give him some real trainers.
He's got bad trainers over there. That's right.
His mom would be fixing him up. His dad would be saying, get off there, you're a wimp. Get up here and let's go shoot. Let's go play.
Yes, sir.
What else we got?
That's about it for our basketball, our college corner kids. We need a break?
How about Ron May?
Ron May.
Well, let's just do this. Who is, if you think back, I don't have a clue. This would be a call-in thing. Who would be, that you can think of, our best father-son duos that you can remember?
Ooh.
And when I say Ron May, I think of Ron Corey and Clark.
Corey and Clark.
I can't imagine us. Did we have any, Neil? Do we have anybody better? Father-sons.
Father-son.
Greg and Ed Snyder.
Greg and Ed Snyder together.
Well, I don't know if there's any better than the Ray May family.
Ronnie May would be a good one.
It's a good question. Cody and Harold Feely.
Yeah.
Bobby Dang.
Yeah, there was a couple good ones.
Never thought of that. How about the girls? See, of course, girls only started in the mid-70s. Have we even had any mother, daughter?
Great question. I have no idea.
Who? Father-daughters. We had any father-daughters. Oh, okay. I don't. Was John Benham much of a basketball player? He played. Let's put it that way. He had to be big.
I'm sure he was a big man down there in England.
Yep. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. With the Ben family, you just have to say that that's the best group of athletes ever come out of family ever.
Oh, Bubba. Bubba
ever.
Bubba just tackled Lori Potcutter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Lori Potcutter.
Yeah.
That's good, Bobby.
That was a good one by Bobby.
Ed and Joanna Snyder.
Ed and Joanna Snyder.
That's another good one. Bill and Lauren.
Bill
I forget
Lauren.
About that.
Kelsey and Big Feet.
Kelsey and the Feet. The Kelsey part's good there.
Yeah, Feet part.
The Feet part.
A little
huh?
weak. A little weak on the other part.
But you got in there.
Yeah.
Hey. There you go. Let me get on my soapbox. Can I get my soapbox?
Soapbox.
You ready?
We're back at
soapbox
it again.
Time.
Yep. What you got?
We played.
When
did you quit playing basketball?
When I quit?
Yeah. Sophomore year?
Sophomore year.
Al Souder. You know what he did? And this is across the board now that you see about every program. Al Souder, when it came to the last 2 minutes of the game, if the game was decided,
he brought him in. Yeah.
Coaches don't do it anymore.
Nope.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me. Okay, you're trying to preach team. You're up 30 points, and you in the game with three kids on the bench and never seen action. I've never understood it in my life.
I didn't get it either.
I don't get it. I think these guys watch too much Saturday. They watch this college on Saturday and think, hey, you don't have to play everybody. This is high school ball.
I'm with you.
I understand if you don't play them during the game.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go.
Game's decided. Get them
Even
in.
The parents of the players that usually play want to see these kids get in.
Yeah.
Coaches.
Easy way for a coach to keep
parents
happy.
Will you
happy.
Please play these
Let
kids the last couple minutes so I can watch these kids that fly practice every day play?
Absolutely.
Drives me crazy. We won games by 40 points and have a kid sit on the bench.
Yep.
That's the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
Yep. I was the kid.
Huh?
We were the kid.
I was there too.
Come on, man.
I don't
Come
get
in.
It. I never understood it, Neil. You ever understood that?
Give me 2 minutes.
What?
All I want.
I don't get it.
2 minutes of glory.
Can I say I don't get it?
You don't
Let
get
these
it.
Kids play the last minute or 2 minutes of the game.
I'm with you, Billy. I like it.
Oh, okay. I'm done with that.
Nope.
Done, Ren.
All right.
Commercial time. I got to go to the bathroom.
We got to have a commercial break. Lynn Collick, Greg and Pick.
Lynn Collick, when she was a junior, she was All-American.
She was All-American.
I don't know about senior.
That started going out can't.
Who'd she date when she was a senior?
Luke.
She dated Luke?
I think.
Well, then Luke has no one to blame but himself.
Yep.
My only problem with that is, why would they have three kids?
Exactly.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I will never understand that.
That's bad.
Why would Luke? How can the
bad
people afford to cover let
that's
Luke and Lynn have three kids?
That's exactly right.
We should be out there driving by.
Yeah.
Singing, playing freaking
love
music, love songs.
Yeah.
That was the dangest thing I've ever seen. You cannot have Luke and Lynn Collick of the world have three kids.
No. No, they have got to produce nine.
They
got to
have nine kids.
Nine kids is an automatic.
She should be expecting right now.
Yeah, she should be expecting anyone.
I've never understood it.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, okay, commercial time.
Let's pay the bills. Go ahead, Neil.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available, water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
There may not be a lot happening in your fields in the winter months, but your equipment can still be hard at work. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, has service department specials and winter tune-up packages available. When it's time to hit the fields for tillage, planting, or harvest, the last thing you want is a surprise. Call today and schedule with our Case IH trained and certified service department. Tractors, combines, tillage equipment, and more. We'll make sure everything is ready to go. Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is having a scholarship chili supper for the boys' basketball game with Butter on Friday night, January 30th, from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. The FREA uses their funds for senior scholarships. You can also make additional donations for this fund by calling the school or by donating a little extra at the chili supper. The supper features all-you-can-eat chili with options, including drink and a dessert. Tickets can be purchased at the door for only $6 each, and kids age 5 and under can eat for free. So be sure to get to the Coldwater game early for the FREA Chili Supper and get some great food while helping them raise money for their scholarship fund. Again, that's Friday, January 30th from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons area. Thank you, and go Indians!
We're back.
Awesome. How long does this go, anyways? Wait, is there a time, or how do you do it? You just shut, just shut her down when you get tired of talking?
Well, now we got to, what do you want to talk about, Billy?
I got to say hi to Jacob. Jacob and Chester's in New City tonight.
Ooh.
Chester, of course, I mean, Jacob goes to school there.
Yep.
Chester's there, I guarantee you, it ain't got anything to do with visiting Jacob. But Chester's in New York City, too. So anyway, Jacob, glad to hope you're hearing there, buddy.
Big shout out to the Chester.
Jacob, you're awesome.
Here, Jacob. Can't beat him. Okay. Well,
I can't get on my soapbox anymore. We're done doing that.
Yeah, we'll get back on her.
No, I don't think I should.
How about, are you happy with Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yeah.
Pats, Seahawks?
I'm happy with Super Bowl. I was hoping the Colts would win. Didn't think they would, but I kind of like Andrew Luck.
Man, they got blowed out. They were bad.
Interesting about the whole deflated ball type thing, you know?
Cheaters?
I don't know.
Bill Belichick might be about to have
There's no question somebody did that on purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
And it had to be known by
the referee
the top dogs.
He checked it 2 hours before the game, and all of a sudden
they're all flat at halftime. I don't know. I kind of like Belichick, so I'm not going to say anything.
He's been great everywhere but Cleveland.
At Cleveland, yep. And you know, if he stayed at Cleveland, he'd have been to 7 different teams. He'd be done.
Yeah.
He went to Cleveland. Cleveland would have destroyed them if he'd been there much longer.
Yeah. He never had a chance.
Yep.
Speaking of Cleveland, how about this hire? I don't get it. We hired Oakland Raiders quarterbacks coach to be our offensive coordinator. He's never called a play. Is that good?
I don't get it. I don't think it matters.
Don't you try to steal the guys from the winning
team? I don't think it matters. I personally think, and you're going to disagree with me and all this stuff, we're a lot better now. This is our biggest improved year. We got some injuries late. We had our quarterback issues late. I'm just telling you, don't count us out. Pork and Ross right now are grossing me out. We're terrible.
What are we going to do with quarterback?
H or E saying I'm an idiot. I'm telling you, quarterback, that's where we're in trouble.
I know. We got to do something, man.
Yeah.
And this, they say this guy is supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. He's supposed to make good quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't know.
So now
it's got to be Manziel.
That means they're going to make Manziel the guy.
It's got to be Manziel because Hoyer's, he's a second string quarterback.
He'll
never, ever, ever win a big game. It's just like Cincinnati. Will never, ever.
Yeah.
They don't have the greatest games in the world, but he'll never be good enough to take you to the promised land.
I agree with you
100%. So, I don't know. I'm not a...
The redhead wonder is not the end.
Yep. It's kind of crazy. So...
Yep.
I kind of like... I don't know. I'm still kind of excited about this. Last night... Actually, Sunday night, I think it starts at like 12. Not Sunday night. What was last night?
Sunday night. Last night was Tuesday.
Last night was Tuesday. I think I watched it Sunday night, too. Buckeyes are on the Big Ten. The Buckeyes championship game is on the Big Ten channel.
Big Ten Network?
Yeah, starting at midnight.
Really?
It starts actually starts at 11:30. So you're watching that game, and they, you know, they go through them games pretty quick within an hour. This one here, it lasts longer. So I've been up like three times since they won.
Three in the morning.
Watching the games, you know. It kind of when I watched it out here, everybody's in my way, and I couldn't really remember exactly what happened to that.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that was the problem.
And it's just kind of neat when you watch it, you know, and you kind of get things. It's awesome. They never stopped us one time.
No.
They never stopped us one time.
We could have 70.
Going into that game, everybody's saying, how in the heck are you going to stop Oregon?
Yeah.
In the second half, we punted one time, and we punted on a fourth and two.
Right.
If we'd have ran that, we'd have got it.
At the end.
That was great. This is the most impressive win I've ever seen.
Harry, back in the house.
Could there be two better owners of a establishment than what we got right here?
We got some great owners here.
No, I'm on your side, huh? Every time I come in here, one of them trying to grow a beard. The damnedest thing I ever seen, huh?
That's exactly right.
I don't get it. Garrett, he'll get a beard, and he'll shave part of it off, and then he. And then what's cool is they have a beer, too, and then they think they're the best bowlers in the world.
They're good bowlers.
They take them down there, and you win $100,
$200.
Yeah,
they want to bet when they bowl.
I told my wife the other day, says, Bill, I don't know how we're going to make car payment this week. So I said, sweetheart, I'm going to go out and bowl, and I'll be back in 15 minutes. I come out and bowl Jared for $100, then I go back and give Bert the $100 bill.
Yep.
Works out pretty good for me.
Great owners. You're lucky.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Wait a minute. We got a visitor?
Yeah, I think Harry Carey's here. He wants to
see him. Not there.
See what he's got.
Harry!
What are you doing,
man?
Hey!
Harry's back
I got
in
my
the
thing
house.
All messed up. My earpiece is all...
Oh, they got your hair. Yeah, you don't want to hurt your ear.
Let me sit down.
How'd you do last week? You went 1-1, right?
The cheeseheads.
Cheeseheads let you down.
Holy cow!
Oh, they let you down.
Sounds good tonight. I like
that. It is. It's good tonight.
That Bill Sutter's got nice warm ears.
He does.
My ears are all cozy. Thanks for warming the earpieces up.
He heated them up for you.
Wow.
Harry Carey. Hey, how about your Cubs? Your Cubs are making deals right and left.
You know, who cares? They're young. They got potential.
They're going to be good.
They're going to be great.
World Series this year.
So young. One of the youngest teams in the league. With so much potential. The Reds are just... Who knows what those Reds are doing?
Reds, you never know.
Just never know. They're just wheeling and dealing.
So your cheesehead let you down.
I told you if I went 7-0, we'd have a barn party.
We're going to have a barn party.
No barn party.
Barn party's out.
Gone, because they couldn't score touchdowns in the first quarter. A lot of people talk about the end of the game.
Ooh.
And the onside kick. Big deal. It starts with the field goal.
You gotta kick the field goal.
If they would have just got touchdowns, morons.
Morons kill you. Barn party's
off. I'm calling them out. I'm just getting dirty right now. It's
barn party.
Moron. Holy cow.
Oh.
What's that?
The booth.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. She's a hottie. Got a big nose. Though.
Holy cow. Big old schnoz, but big old hoo-hoo.
Hoo-hoo. Ha-ha.
Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know about ha-ha.
Hoo-hoos. It could be kneecaps or anything.
That's
doesn't
right.
mean
That's right.
anything, really. It just
Nobody knows.
Yoo-hoo, I meant.
Yoo-hoo.
Who's got big chocolate drinks.
Yeah, big yoo-hoos. You bring them in with her.
Oh, man, I'm cracking myself up here again.
Harry's the best.
Holy cow. A lot of Budweiser's flowing tonight.
Budweiser's good. How you bowling?
I'm not bowling with a darn, but that Ryan Stogler.
Ryan
Stogler, his old man. His old man took me for some bills the other night. Now my pockets are
a
little wet.
You gotta watch him.
Now these Stoglers, they know how to roll the rock. That's why I'm drinking Rolling Rock instead of Budweiser
tonight.
There
you go. You're on the Rolling
Holy
Rock.
Holy cow.
Not good. Not good at all.
Well, I only have one pick this week.
Yep. What do you got?
Deflated Ball Guys.
Deflated Ball Guys?
The Deflated Ball Guys. Look at the sports science on that. Who gives a damn?
Exactly.
Deflated balls don't make up 6 touchdowns
yeah.
or whatever the
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, beat by 50.
Yeah.
It could have been Rolling Rocks out there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered. Come on.
The defense. The stellar.
Who? Super Bowl pick.
The Patriots.
Patriots.
In Arizona. They're playing Arizona. It's close to Seattle. Holy cow. I don't care. It's the Pats and Tom Brady, the Belichick. They've lost four big games, right?
Yep.
You got.
They're due.
Two Super Bowls to the Giants.
Ain't happening.
Two AFC Championship games. They're due.
They're due. They're gonna win. You heard it here first, Harry Carey.
Hey, I know it all except for the Packers. They lost it. They just blew it. 7-0 barn party. Over and out.
Oh.
I haven't slept in 6 days.
Killed him.
Actually, it's less than 6 days since Sunday, but it's still, I couldn't sleep before and after
sleep
that.
Before.
Unbelievable. I'm sleep deprived. I better get some Z's.
Get some Z's, Harry.
I love you guys.
We'll see you back next week.
Thank you much. Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock's good.
Hey, thank you, Harry.
Harry.
Always good to see him come in the booth.
Harry jumps in
he
here.
He gets so many visitors in his booth throughout the years, and it's just kind of nice having him stop in here every once in a while.
Jumps
in
see our booth.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. All right, Billy, what else we got?
I'll tell you now, I went to basketball game tonight. You know what impresses the heck out of me?
What do you got?
Ready?
Yep.
Basketball game.
Basketball
had nothing to do with basketball. Saturday night.
National anthem.
You dang right.
I know. I'm on.
It don't matter who we stand up in front of that.
They're good.
They're good. This is a Leonard's girl.
Leonard's girls. Unbelievable.
She don't weigh 70 pounds, 80 pounds.
Nope.
Stands up there like it's nobody's business. Sings a national anthem like nobody I've ever heard.
Just belted out.
And it doesn't matter. Week after week after week, what we got?
We're
unbelievable. We got to have the greatest choir in the world.
We got to have a great choir.
That's unbelievable. These kids can sing.
It's unbelievable.
Gosh, dang it.
I don't think I could do it. I couldn't remember the
I couldn't
words.
Do it either.
I'd get halfway and quit.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be Roseanne Barr in it.
You'd have to have the words on the wall.
I'd have to have them somewhere. Sneak.
Yeah.
Cheat sheet.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's just impressive.
I agree with
impresses
you.
The heck out of me when that
Lennox,
makes them out there.
She was very good. Tori Vaughn's good, dude. She's another one that does it.
Best I can ever remember. Who's the best you ever heard?
Ooh.
Who's the best you ever heard?
I'm trying to think. Who is our one? We had some good ones.
We've had some great ones. Who's the one that sticks out to you? I got one.
You got one. I got to think about that. Who's yours? You forgot.
No. The Garmin girl.
Sarah Garmin.
Bar none.
Yeah, she's good.
She was, 4'4"?
Yep.
She'd get up there. She's the dangest thing I ever heard.
Belted out.
Absolutely. And I also liked it back when the choir used to get out there.
Yeah.
And they do that little deal where they do the, dual kind of thing.
Yep.
It was freaking awesome.
About the barbershop boys, you like them?
A lot of people like them. I like them.
First time
I ever heard them was over at San Henry. They had them in San Henry one time, and I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's just say, do they still do it?
I don't know. I'm sure they do.
Well, I don't know. A lot of those guys... Back last time I heard, a lot of them guys looked like they didn't have a lot more
than
them. But
might have a last one. Yeah, I agree with you.
So anyway, I kind of thought them guys were good.
They were good.
Okay, what else we got? Bubba just gave me a text, and I agree with him.
Oh, yeah.
Marissa Minor.
Ooh,
she was awesome.
She was
awesome.
Really? That's a good one.
You wouldn't think you would not think that a hardware store guy would have a daughter.
Huh? She sang at the Reds game, didn't she?
Yeah, she sang at the Reds game.
She's big. Big time.
You're right. And she followed. The Garmin girl came in right after she did. We had two of the greatest national anthems of all time.
Back-to-back, baby.
People used to come to our games and would leave after the national anthem.
Didn't care about the game.
Nope, absolutely didn't. I remember that.
Bobby texted in, too. He sang too many songs.
What do you mean?
The Barbershop Boys. They always have to do
something. Yeah, they always did that. Yeah, they did.
They
always, you're right. They always sang that. They always do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a 20-minute break before we can play the game.
I agree with you.
We're ready to go. Let's go. Let's get the game going. Right now we do the fastest one we can possibly get. Get her started.
What else we got?
How about baseball? We got any baseball? How about Washington? Can we beat them now? They done? They greatest team ever? Or
who?
Washington.
Washington.
Nats. Signed at Scherzer.
No.
I got...
They're the least on our worry list. Why would they worry about them?
I got three number ones now.
We should not even think about the Washington.
I'll tell you who's happy about that, sure. There's probably the boy.
Common
boy? Yeah, down in Virginia.
They just signed a 1 year, 2.6 or something like that. 2.6 million.
All right.
2.6 million.
How awesome is that?
2.6 million.
2.6.
1 year, 2.6. Huh? They got 2.6 million bucks. They would be giving combines. It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
They should be giving combines
you
away.
Gotta
down
give
there.
Combines away down there.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. More power to them guys. I knew his dad. Dad's an awesome guy. Jeff is an awesome guy.
Jeff's a great guy. Can't beat him. How about the break time? You go break time. We'll come back and finish her up.
Sounds good, Pete.
All righty. Neil, you're up.
If you are a parent or a student and would like to get some advice on the college financial aid process, go to the financial aid night held in the high school commons on Tuesday, January 27th at 6 p.m. This presentation will feature a representative of the financial aid office from Ohio Northern University from 6 to 7 with a half-hour question and answer session after that. This will offer you a lot of very useful information about grants, student loans, and FAFSA. Don't miss this opportunity to learn about all the college financial aid that is available to you and your student. That's financial aid night on Tuesday evening, January 27th at 6 p.m. in the high school commons area.
Amy Wendell here at Amy Wendell Family House in downtown Fort Recovery, where we want to be your number one choice for high-quality, affordable health care. The new year will bring lots of health insurance changes, and we at Amy Wendell Family Health are poised and ready to help you get the most of your health care dollars. We encourage the use of your health savings accounts at our office, giving you the ability to maximize your health care savings. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment with me.
Hello, everybody. This is Cliff Wendell, president of the Fort Recovery Community Club, and I'm here to invite everybody out to our annual fish fry coming up Saturday, January 24th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Fort Recovery Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Tickets are being sold $7.50 for an adult, 10 and under for $5, and can be purchased from any community club member and will also be sold at the door. Dinners include all-you-can-eat fish, baked beans, coleslaw, chips, and more. Carryouts will also be available for anybody interested. Don't miss out on the community club's fish fry Saturday evening, January 24th, at the Fort Recovery Sportsman's Club from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hope to see you all out there.
We're back at the Miracle Lanes in downtown Fort Recovery with the Bub and Fee Show. My guest host tonight, Bill Stogler.
It's been fun, Harold.
We've had a pretty good one.
I've enjoyed it.
We've had a pretty good one.
Kind of easy.
Ain't bad.
Yeah.
Around talk.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
Can you tell me people are listening to us, Neil?
300.
I mean, seriously. That's perfect. Over like 1,100.
Yep.
I'll be dang.
Big. Big.
Last week when Bubba was here, they said they had like 60. Tonight we got 1,100.
1,100.
This might be something to think about, Neil, when you're
starting
to pay people to be DJs.
Yep, might want to put that
Bill,
in there.
Bill, 1,100. Bubba, 62.
62.
Okay, just something to think about.
Something.
What else we got?
How about this week? We got, actually, I was going to say, too, we got the old radio show. Make sure everybody knows. I think everybody knows by now, but we broadcast every boys and girls game live at the ball games. We'll simulcast with WPGW out of Portland and WCSM if we're not doing it ourselves. Our upcoming games this week, looks like tomorrow night, we're going to be here against the Versailles girls. That'll be a big one for Coach Patch. And then Friday night, we're going down to Versailles to play the boys.
Bring them on.
See what the old Orange kid looks like.
Orange won't have a dunk. Want to bet me?
Yes, I will bet you.
Okay.
He will have a dunk.
That's a legitimate bet you can bet me.
That one I
you
can
bet. You can't bet against Fort Carey, but you can bet that Orange will or won't have a dunk.
I will bet that.
Mm-hmm.
I will bet that.
Yep.
That's another Pepsi.
Yep.
And looks like
I always look forward to watching good kids play if they're on the other team.
Yep. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yep.
He's pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing the old Mike Sell kid play, too.
Yep.
He's putting up some big numbers over at Sander.
I don't know how you can guard him.
I don't know either.
He signed for UD, I thought. He can't play for UD.
No way he can play for UD.
Looks to me like he might be a star for UD.
Now he might play a lot.
Yep. That makes it kind of neat.
Yep.
I'm a UD fan. Watched him last night.
Ooh.
Peed down their leg. Absolutely beat down their leg.
Yeah.
They get finally get in the top 25 and go down there and absolutely look like a
crappy.
Yeah, look like a bunch of carp.
I didn't pay attention.
Davidson. Was it? Who was it? No. Who
Davidson,
was,
right?
Davidson.
They're not.
That don't sound right.
It is.
Was it Davidson last night?
I'm pretty sure.
Davidson.
It was.
That's an academic school for.
Yeah. Actually, who was from Davidson? Was it
Davidson?
Kirk from Davidson, wasn't he? A great shooter a few years ago.
Yeah. He was from, you're close.
This is kind of an off-beater, wasn't it?
It might be. Anybody got any text messages on that? Where was Curry from?
Curry? I think he was in.
We was in Las Vegas watching him. I don't know if you was or not, but we was watching him. One thing I got.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 13.
What?
No.
Nope.
No.
What's wrong?
What's going on with Channel 13? Are you involved with it? Charlie? I've been watching Jim Beakey for 6 straight months. Tell me the exact same thing.
That all they got on?
That's all they got, Jim Beakey.
What happened to their
I don't understand.
Class?
Jim Beakey's a great guy. Tremendous American.
Great guy.
But I'm tired of watching.
Want to see some kids. What's going
on? We got to get... You know, you could use that station. Like, Neil's got a thing going here. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. We got a TV station in town. Can broadcast to the whole community.
Well,
we got Jim Beakey all the time.
He is it.
Put that thing around to the businesses. Let them use it if we ain't going to use it.
Yeah.
Channel 13. That's a tremendous potential there. And we got Jim Beakey. Telling us the same thing every time. I don't get it.
I got to get cable. I ain't got cable.
You don't have cable.
I don't get to see it.
That's unbelievable.
I know. I got Dash.
I just don't get it. Anyway. Jim Beakey.
So they just had him.
Curry was at Davidson.
I thought it was Davidson.
That's good. I'll be darned. Back to my Channel 13 thing. You think about that. You trying to tell me there wouldn't be businesses in town that would like to advertise on there or do something on there or have their own little hour spot or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they used to do a lot of stuff.
Jim Beakey. I love Jim Beakey. Jim Beakey's awesome.
He's on our 13 all day.
He's on our 24 hours a day, Jim Beakey. Huh? No, it's the same one he's had for 3 years. He's got the same suit on. He's the same guy. It's the same motion. It's the same telecast.
Well, didn't we have...
Channel 13.
Who was Diane McClung always did that?
Diane McClung.
She's gone.
Who does it now?
Who does it?
We got to get that straightened out.
We
Charlie,
you
in charge of that? Could you work on that for us? Channel 13.
We'll fix that, baby.
We got to get that in the public. We got to have some kids do that. See, that's a potential.
I like
Somebody can make money at that.
I like it.
I could tell Neil the other night, sitting up here, we should turn this baby right here into a video. This should be a TV.
Channel 13.
He got this thing flying.
Yeah. We're on our way, baby.
I'm just saying, Channel 13.
We are on our way.
Well, that's about the only thing I ever watch.
You got to turn on
something. If it ain't sports, if there's no sports on, the movies
channel
on the market, Channel 13.
I'm with
Jim Beakey.
I miss
well,
that.
Well, I'll tell you. Anyways.
Well, that's about all I got, Billy. Anything else?
If I come back.
You're back.
If I come back, if I'm ever back here.
Yes, sir.
The topic is going to be, you ready for this one?
What do you got?
for anybody out there, and it's not much of a topic, but I want to talk about Common Core.
Common Core.
When I come back,
you're gonna be want to talk.
I want Common Core. I want to talk about Common Core. All I heard about it was 2 years of Common Core.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have one. I don't have any thoughts, pro or minus. Never have had. But I want to know how it's going. Is it even implemented?
Are they done now?
How can it be in the papers? I mean, basically, it was in the papers, it was on the radio, everything was saying Common Core, you know, you're having meetings and this, which I totally understand, admire everybody that was involved with it.
Yeah.
I admire people that their heart's into something. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened since? Is it in the school? I don't know if it's getting taught.
I don't know what it is either.
Is it?
I have no clue.
You involved?
No, I'm not.
What do you mean? You're the announcer of the school? You announced the ball game. You don't know?
Hey, we don't talk Common Core in the ball game.
Do you know?
I know.
Is Common Core, I don't know where it's at. Is it taught in schools?
We got to find out.
If it is our kids getting stupider? Are they getting smarter? Can somebody talk to us about this?
Yeah.
I want a Common Core discussion. You just can't have us out there every night listening to everybody's pros and cons.
Well,
all of a sudden now you don't hear nothing.
Yeah, it was big here for a while.
I don't get it.
It got shut down.
Anyways, that would be a you and Bubba discussion. But if I get on in again, we're Common Core, wide open.
Going at it. Taking call in.
Well, that's sports talk? No, that ain't. O'Neill says that's not sports talk.
Yeah,
can we have like a half hour after show, Neil?
There you go.
We can do that. Neil says we can have a sports talk, and then we can go half hour Common Core.
Common Core talk. There you go.
And then you guys can have their show, and we'll have a Bill Common Core, and I'll have special guests.
Yeah, there you go. Get the people that are into it.
That's what we'll do. Pete, thanks for having me tonight.
Billy, you were awesome.
I don't know about that.
Another fun night. Neil, you did a great job. Don't forget about
him. Does anybody ever say thank you to this guy for what he does? Does anybody know what he does to put this on?
It's awesome.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
These guys are awesome. Charlie and Neil.
Our producer, Charlie, is tremendous. How's the house coming? How's our studio working on?
Ooh.
We're getting close.
We actually are going to have a studio.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
FRR
I'm going to sit out there in front of the window and just watch you guys.
Yeah, we're going to the studio. We're going uptown. Brockman's. We'll probably still be out here. We might still be out here.
You guys will be the Wolfman Jack. Back in the day, I could do a
Wolfman
Jack. I can't do it.
I ain't done Wolfman in a while.
All right,
Pete. Yeah, you got the Wolfman. Yeah, that ain't bad.
Not too bad, was it?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, Billy. Thanks for being here. We'll be back again next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bubba and P with guest host Billy Stogler. We're signing out. See you next week.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rosberg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are 2 large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RosbergAcres.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Cliff Wendell, president of the Fort Recovery Community Club, and I'm here to invite everybody out to our annual fish fry coming up Saturday, January 24th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Fort Recovery Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Tickets are being sold $7.50 for an adult, 10 and under for $5, and can be purchased from any community club member and will also be sold at the door. Dinners include all-you-can-eat fish, baked beans, coleslaw, chips, and more. Carryouts will also be available for anybody interested. Don't miss out on the Community Club's Fish Fry Saturday evening, January 24th, at the Fort Recovery Sportsman's Club from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hope to see you all out there.
Amy Wendell here at Amy Wendell Family House in downtown Fort Recovery, where we want to be your number one choice for high-quality, affordable health care. The new year will bring lots of health insurance changes, and we at Amy Wendell Family Health are poised and ready to help you get the most of your health care dollars. We encourage the use of your health savings accounts at our office, giving you the ability to maximize your health care savings. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment with me.
There may not be a lot happening in your fields during the winter months, but your equipment can still be hard at work. Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, has service department specials and winter tune-up packages available. When it's time to hit the fields for tillage, planting, or harvest, the last thing you want is a surprise. Call today and schedule with our Case IH trained and certified service department. Tractors, combines, tillage equipment, and more will make sure everything is ready to go. Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.